But this Thursday, over at the Marah, Meridian and Fall Creek, 2625 North Meridian Street, it is going to be a reception for alumni, for all past, present, and future persons who have been or who want to be connected to Flanner House in any way. And if you don't know what Flanner House is, it is the oldest community center serving the African American community. It started before the turn of the last century. We're talking about 1890-something. Is when Flanner House started. In the long line of outstanding executive directors of Flanner House, walking in the big shoes of the legendary Dr. Cleo Blackburn is Wilbert Buckner, and he joins me live. Mr. Buckner, welcome.
Amos, thank you for having me.
So what is going to happen this Thursday?
So this Thursday, we are inviting everyone who's had some opportunity to be a part of the Flanner House family over the years. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, obviously, that's hundreds of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. It would be wonderful to see that many people show up.
You want to start small.
Yeah, we think that we'll probably see 200 to 300 people mm-hmm. show up for this. But what we're really attempting to do here is to reach out to those who maybe have become disconnected from Flanner House in mm-hmm. some way mm-hmm. over the years. And we're really trying to pull those individuals back, because ultimately, let me kind of get to the real crux of this. Flanner House has run out of space. We do not have space for our facilities for the good work that we do now. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we're going to have to expand. And so to expand, you need support. And so this is one way to create more support for our organization going forward.
Now, Flanner House has been around since, I think it was 1897, 1898. Right. That's a long, long time. That's 100 years and change.
116
years. So there may be people listening that aren't familiar with the services that Flanner House provides in 2014. What do you guys provide? What do y'all do?
Well, we basically provide services from cradle to grave. Mm-hmm. So we have a child development center that's a preschool, mm-hmm. NACE accredited. It is a level 4 pastoral quality.
Okay.
It is a high quality preschool. Mm-hmm. We serve ages 3 to 5 year olds there. Mm-hmm. We have a seniors program that allows individuals to age in place. Mm-hmm. We provide transportation. We pick them up. We bring them to Flanner House. We help them with their exercising, so they do water aerobics, chair aerobics. Mm-hmm. They're involved in things like understanding the medications they should take. Right. That's a big issue for our seniors, but really socialization is a real key for them mm-hmm. And their abilities to really stay vital right. in terms of how they feel about themselves and what they're doing now at that age. Mm-hmm. We have a Center for Working Families. And mm-hmm. What that encompasses really is it's really the way that we are able to help those who are job-aged, who are looking for employment. But really what we really do is to help them think differently about themselves or circumstances or situation around how do I get myself back into the workforce? How do I create the right mentality around going back into the workforce. Mm-hmm. So that's our Center for Working Families. We also are involved in economic development and our mm-hmm. quality of life plan. We are the conveners for the quality of life plan in the Northwest area.
Right.
And so that's been a huge effort on our part and the community's part over the last year. So basically, we are community-based, community-focused, and really trying to be sure that we're doing the things that really make a difference in the community.
At several points in the history of Flanner House, they were able to tap into the philanthropic and foundation community where other African-American-based organizations could not. Does that still exist today? I know you all at one point had was the Flanner House Guild.
Yes, yes. And so there are organizations like the Flanner House Guild that have supported us over time in terms of being able to do fundraising mm-hmm. and those kinds of things. Many of the community centers today struggle around raising dollars and getting funding into our organizations. We feel like we have great relationships with the philanthropic community, the United Ways, CICF, LISC. Many organizations that really support Flanner House in a big way. Knight and Mason Pulliam, we just actually received mm-hmm. a grant from them.
Right.
And so there is good support in the philanthropic community, But from the standpoint of going beyond expansion, I'm sorry, going beyond operations, there's not necessarily a lot of support from an expansion standpoint.
So the building you had, it was built, opened in the early 80s.
70s.
70s.
Yep.
Is it 40 now?
Yes.
It's 40-somebody years old?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
It was small when they built it. And that's before the charter school up in there. So
right. You
have run out of space. Well, first of all, what's the situation with the library? Is the library coming out of there, which would give you a little bit of space? Not a lot, but.
Well, no. So the library, and we have been in conversation with Jackie Nitas and her staff, and clearly there's a move to have library services north of 38th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not, our position is we're not trying to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the services to leave our area.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have gotten support from Jackie and her staff that we are working towards what are the right services that need to remain on our campus.
Particularly when you're catty corner from the Center for Leadership Development.
Absolutely,
building.
Absolutely. We call that our educational corridor with CLD, ourselves. You know, we're really educating young people from children to youth to adults and then preparing children for college as well, which is a CLD mission.
There may be some confusion in the community because there is a Flanner House Charter School. Then there's Flanner House. Then you have the Child Development Center. What's the relationship between the Flanner House of Brother Wilbert Buckner and the Flanner House Charter School?
Because okay.
People hear the same name and think it's the same soda pop.
That's correct. That's correct. And there is a difference. Flanner House of Indianapolis is the original organization, started in 1898.
Mm-hmm.
Flanner House Charter School was actually birthed by Flanner House of Indianapolis.
Okay.
And so they have their own 501c3. They're their own organization. But we actually created that organization. Our Child Development Center is the same, basically created back in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been educating small children for years and years and years. And
so before it became fashionable to have preschool, y'all was doing it.
That's correct. That's correct. Absolutely.
How difficult? So you came to Flanner House from where?
I actually worked at the Martin Luther King Community Center
mm-hmm.
before I came to Flanner House.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked there for 2 years before I came to Flanner
House. Was it difficult walking in knowing the heritage
Absolutely.
Of this facility?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't take this particular job lightly because of the giants who came before me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see it as a privilege and honor to sit in the seat right now. But coming into Flanner House with the history and legacy that it has is kind of overwhelming at some point.
If you all looked at a new facility, in other words, you bought a lottery ticket today and you hit, you know, or Bill Gates hears this interview on the internet and gets inspired and you know and blesses you or something. And given that the former location of Flanner House was 21st in Illinois, now you guys are in the 2400 block of Dr. King. If there was a new facility and something was birthed or an expansion, would it be in the Watkins Park, Dr. King area where you are now? You kind of want to stay in Unwa.
Yeah, we would remain. We're not really looking to relocate at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's where our client base are. And so we definitely want to be in the community, serving the community. So, no, we would not move.
Are there, and the folks from United Way will be here next Tuesday, next Wednesday, I'm sorry, talking about this new thing, the new you, where it's focusing on income stability for families, focusing on children, focusing on seniors, but they don't call it that. Is Flanner House positioned to fit in this whole new United Way where United Way says this is how we're going to spend our money?
Yeah, absolutely. United Way has shared with all of the agencies at this point their approach,
mm-hmm.
Kind of a four-tiered approach. And so from an education, income, basic needs, and a health perspective, those are the four areas that United Way is moving forward with. We fit very nicely into those.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't see any problem with Flanner House being able to move forward with United Way in those areas.
So now when you guys get over to the Marat, which is this coming Thursday from 5:30 to 7, from 5:30 to 7. So if somebody way back in the day went through the Child Development Center as a child, now they're an adult, they're welcome.
Absolutely. That's actually who we're looking for, those kinds of folks.
You're looking for those kind of folks. Somebody that maybe, you know, it went to the first reading program when the library opened in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
That's who you're looking for.
Absolutely.
You know, somebody who remembers that their mom or their dad went through the senior citizens program.
Yes.
Those children remember that experience.
That's right.
Folks that got their first food stamps from Flanner House and now they own a house in Geist.
That's right.
You want to hear from them,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you all still are considered a multi-service center.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And during let me talk a little bit about what's going to happen in the hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know, it's
5:30 to 7:30 to Marat, 2625 North on Meridian Street.
Right, right. So it's a reception. Mm-hmm. So it's very informal. We're going to have kind of a meet and greet really for the first maybe 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Right.
We kind of have a little exercise called, your favorite Flanner House memories. So we really want to capture, you know, how people feel about Flanner House and give an opportunity to speak to that. And then we're going to have a short program, and we're going to highlight really the outstanding work that Dr. Blackburn did with Flanner House Homes.
Mm.
So we have a short video we're going to show of one of the original builders and kind of talk about the impact that Flanner House had on him, his family, and the generations that came after him. Because that's typically, you know, Flanner House's role has really been the kind of role that impacts generations, not just individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to highlight that. So this is not a fundraiser. We're not asking people for money. This is just a way for us to connect and reconnect with those who have some history with Flanner House.
Do you need to RSVP for this event this Thursday, 5:30 to 7 at the Marat, Fall Creek and Meridian Street, right across from Ivy Tech?
Yeah, you do not. We are going to serve some hors d'oeuvres so, you know, people can have a little bit to eat after, and there's a cash bar as well.
Mm-hmm.
For those who
come early, if you come at 7, if you come at 6:55 looking for the hors d'oeuvre, why do I get to feel an hors d'oeuvre be gone?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
right. Right. That means you got to come at 5:30 if you even want to see the hors d'oeuvre. What's the biggest, as you've gone around and talked to people about Flanner House, what's the biggest misconception people have?
I don't know that there's really misconceptions about Flanner House. I other than the school versus the social services side of things.
Right.
But, Flanner House has such a history that most people who know anything about Flanner House mm-hmm. know about Flanner House.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, that's a real positive for us. But I don't hear a lot of misconceptions. Now, do you know some?
No, I don't know. It just people kind of may not remember the long history.
Right.
Other than Flanner House, maybe Christomore House, those are probably, and I know I'm leaving out one, but they used to be called settlement houses. Now they're community centers.
Right.
It is a part of the fabric of this city, and as the city's getting ready down the road to celebrate 200 years in 2020,
right?
You know, that's Flanner House has to be an important part of that 200 year history.
Well, we're hoping by that time that we will have had some expansion, and perhaps some of the activities of 2020 can actually happen on the campus.
Any thought, knowing, understanding the legacy of what Flanner House Homes were, which is people built the home themselves. Any thought about, as you do the expansion, instead of waiting for all the money to be there and let Mr. Builder build it, a way of building the expansion like it was a Flanner House home? Any thought of that?
Well, I haven't had a thought of that, but that doesn't mean that that's not a viable thought. Quite frankly, there are lots of ways for us to approach this. And so my perspective is that
Whatever floats the boat.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So when we're ready for for the capital campaign, I'd like to come back on again, Amos, and kind of talk about that. And there'll be lots of things that happen prior to that, though, I'm sure.
So now if people want to find out more information about Flanner House, they can go to the website, which is flannerhouse.com.
Flannerhouse.com.
I always get confused. Flannerhouse.com. Flannerhouse.com. And more importantly, it is the Flanner House first annual, first ever alumni reception. If you have been or want to be connected to Flanner House in any way, it is a reception for past, present, and future persons who want to be involved with the Flanner House family or were in the Flanner House family back in the day now, or in the day to come. It is this Thursday, June 26, 5:30 until 7, at the Marat. Y'all know where that is. It's at the corner of Fall Creek and Meridian, 2625 North Meridian Street. And if you want more information, Flanner House's phone number is
925-4231. And they should ask for extension 258. And one last shameless plug here.
We have
a golf outing coming up August 4th, Monday, August 4th, at the Country Club of Indianapolis. We want everybody to come out for that.
All you golfers.
That's right.
Wilbert Buckner, the executive director of Flanner House, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.